From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting possible sanctions against hackers. The Washington Post reports that the United States is prepared to levy sanctions against Chinese individuals and companies in response to cyber espionage. Citing unnamed administration officials, the Post said the government has not yet decided whether to issue the sanctions, but that a decision is expected soon. U.S. President Barack Obama is traveling Monday to the northwestern state of Alaska to meet with residents and deliver an address at a conference where U.S. and foreign officials, scientists, and locals are gathering to discuss the effects of climate change on the Arctic region. The White House says the goal of the conference is to boost awareness of how the effects of higher temperatures in the Arctic are affecting the rest of the world and what the people can do in response. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko has described as a stab in the back a violent demonstration against legislation granting more autonomy to pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. In a televised address Monday evening, Mr. Poroshenko said the protest outside the parliament in Kiev earlier in the day was, in his words, an anti-Ukrainian action for which all organizers, all representatives of political forces, without any exception, must carry full responsibility. A Ukrainian security officer was killed and dozens of other law enforcement personnel injured by a grenade allegedly hurled by a protester. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar is complaining of attacks by government troops that he says is putting the recent peace agreement in jeopardy. Machar told reporters Monday the government is failing to respect the ceasefire by attacking rebel-held areas. The attacks could not be independently verified. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is calling on European nations to do more to share the burden of caring for the thousands of migrants streaming into the continent. Germany has accepted more refugees than any other European country, a total that could reach 800,000 by the end of the year. Slovakia, the Czech Republic, Hungary, and Poland are blocking a plan for European Union member states to accept specific numbers of refugees. Slovakia's Prime Minister, Robert Fico, says his country will never agree to a quota on the number of refugees it will accept. French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius Sunday accused Eastern European states, particularly Hungary, of what he called scandalous policies toward migrants that go against European values. Thai authorities investigating this month's Bangkok bomb attack have announced finding more bomb-making materials in a raid on an apartment in the capital. They say they have issued arrest warrants for two new suspects, a 26-year-old Thai woman and a foreign man. A photograph of the woman, identified as Wana Swan San in a hijab, and a sketch of an unnamed male suspect were shown on a special broadcast on all Thai television channels at noon. The disclosure came after police raided an apartment building on Sunday. Malaysia's government counter-demonstrated Monday in response to 2 days of protests calling for the ouster of Prime Minister Najib Razak. Mr. Najib joined thousands of spectators in Kuala Lumpur for the parade of police, soldiers, and civil servants. The Prime Minister, who is facing serious fraud allegations, has vowed not to step down from office and admonished the protesters for their, in his words, shallow mind and poor national spirit. U.S. President Barack Obama is facing a backlash from some Ohio lawmakers following a decision to rename Alaska's Mount McKinley, the tallest mountain in North America, to Denali. The designation recognizes the sacred status of Denali to generations of Alaska Natives, according to a White House statement issued Sunday. Mr. Obama is traveling for a 3-day tour of Alaska to bring attention to climate change. Chinese state media announced a new round of confessions by people alleged to have spread online rumors of stock market irregularities Monday. That follows the arrests of nearly 200 people Saturday and Sunday. Xinhua News reported that the latest half dozen who face charges are a journalist, an official of China's securities regulator, and four senior executives. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.